We were watching because we wanted to see what the Bucks were going to do. Now, they scored 31 points, but they lost. But they lost bigger when it comes to the injury front. Because, Mike, going into our game on Sunday, in a short week,
right,
they're going to be without both of their starting wide receivers now.
Right. Future Hall of Famer and Mike Evans gone to at least week 11. Done for the season is Chris Godwin. Again, we got Falcon fans. There's a couple guys who said on our text line, we've seen these guys eating our lunch for, you know, for all nearly a decade.
Evans loves to play us.
Right. And always comes up big. So they're out for this game. You got Tyke Smith is out, maybe out with a concussion. He's got a clear protocol. As you know, usually that doesn't happen in a week's time, a short turnaround from a Monday. So they're missing some pieces. They've already got some issues at times on the offensive line. This is like, geez. I mean, I never wish this on another team because we've had to deal with injuries so many times the last 5 or 6 years, but this is literally the Ravens just beat them up. Ravens looked like they were going to get beat up in the first 5 minutes, didn't it?
It did.
They were getting after Lamar Jackson, had 2 sacks in a row, and then, man, we talked about Todd Monk and whatever they fixed and figured out, man, and then eventually they got Derrick Henry rolling, and he had a monster night last night.
All right, so, Mike, here's the thing, though. For this week, right, and we'll ask Coach Ra, and I know he doesn't, we can't take anything for granted.
No.
We cannot mention
what you mentioned earlier about was it the Chargers game a couple years ago?
Oh, well, when Justin Herbert came in here with no starting wide receivers and Austin Eckler was his running back, and we were like, oh!
We got this.
Their offense, they're single-handed. I mean, they don't have anything to do right. against us. And Eckler has like 300 yards, and I'm over-exaggerating, but literally Herbert and Eckler beat us by themselves. And so I don't take anything for granted. We cannot go into this week saying, hey, we can control the NFC South if we win on Sunday. I know you're going down there, but you've got to go handle business. And they're going to find some guys, Mike, who will catch passes. Listen, Liam Combe, who is the new offensive coordinator there, they'll be creative to try to get the ball to some of these other guys. But the fact is, they're not the same team without Evans and Godwin. But I cannot just go, okay, we're right. good.
They're going to bring some guys off the practice squad or have to get some new dudes because they've got three wide receivers on the IR. And you got Jalen McMillan, Trey Palmer, Sterling Shepard. Remember Sterling Shepard
of
the Giants? Those are your other wide receivers we'll see on Sunday.
All right. As we talk about the Falcons, I want you to hear a couple of things because as we get ready for the Bucs now, and again, I said this, win this game, you are in total control of this division. That means you will have swept the Bucs. You have another game coming with the Saints, who are in disarray as well in their own, you know, respects. And then the Carolina Panthers are just terrible. So you could easily set yourself up, Mike, to do exactly what we wanted to do at the beginning of the season, which is win this division. Here is Kirk Cousins talking about his mindset and the mindset, hopefully, of the team heading into this week against Tampa.
You know, this is pro football, and you have to go back have candor about, hey, I got to be better. This has to be better. Make the improvements, corrections, and then put together a strong week of practice and then go with a resolve to Tampa and plan on playing your best football you possibly can. That's what it takes to win in this league, and that's what we have to do.
You know, you and I were talking about this yesterday. It just seems like the media, and like I'm not saying we're all in this together, like you're in cahoots, but it was just like that game was so flat and so lifeless that we just kind of like turned the page and started talking about the Bucks almost immediately. But it's still a conference loss, and there were still moments. Went back as Carl and I, we it's part of our job. You think our job's fun? You had to watch a bad game like that over again.
It was awful.
But watching on the DVR, and it's like the one big moment, and I think we talked about this yesterday, was the drop. Look, we love Drake. He's got a huge catch radius. He can go up the ladder and get everything. He's got to catch that pass. I know on the score sheet, all you see is 2 interceptions for Cousins. Now, one interception was terribly overthrew, but that ball's catchable. That goes right through Drake London's hands.
Totally agree. Those are plays that we didn't make that we have to make. Bijan Robinson was asked about his mindset for Tampa.
You know, I want to get the win. Obviously, I always want to win these games for the teammates, for everybody here. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and watch this film, and I'm going to put this to the side. And, you know, this is a big one next week, so we gotta make sure we're locked in on the offense and on the defense and on special teams. But, you know, with that run game and that pass game, we need to make sure that we're dialing in, you know, all week for that game on Sunday.
Okay, so, Mike, we've got 6 total sacks in 7 games. Tampa will be all out against Kirk Cousins because of his lack of mobility. It's just what it is. They went after Lamar last night, got him a couple of times, and then they had to come off of it because they got down in that game and he was eating them alive. He threw 5 touchdowns, by the way, last night, no interceptions. Kirk is very capable of that, but they've got to protect him. So Raheem Morris was asked about when and how they decide with rush situations. And I want you to hear this because, again, the 6 total sacks in 7 games has us a little concerned.
You know, the hardest times when you get down to those seconds at the end of halves, you know, it's like a Hail Mary situation. How many are you going to rush? You know, some people rush an overload. Some people rush three. Some people rush none, you know, depending on what the situation is when you're talking about the Hail Mary situation. This wasn't quite the Hail Mary. This was kind of the must out of bounds or the ozone type plays that you hear about a little bit on television where it must be out of bounds or in the end zone. So when you're protecting the out of bounds because you throw it in front and we get a tackle, the half's over, that could be disastrous for them. We're talking about those guys like we did a couple years ago when they couldn't finish that thing in the playoffs a couple years ago. But what you want to get done for us, man, is get this guy to throw the ball in bounds or then throw it out of bounds, settle over his head. They kick it a long field goal. They either make it or miss it at that point. And at this point against us, people have been nailing those things. But, you know, you can't let that guy across your face to be able to go do those things. There's a lot of thought process going in that. And we went with the outside two-man version of what we wanted to do. And we can't let that guy get across our face from a safety standpoint. And we got to make those plays.
He's talking about the touchdown before the half. Do you send more rush? Do you do something in the secondary? So he's laying that out. But either way, we gave up a huge
right.
touchdown.
And
there.
Remember, guys, 2 weeks in a row, we gave the Carolina Panthers life by letting them score, go right down the field, touchdown. Right? I think that was right before the half. Same thing happened this week. We had that that option, you know, that the running back option pass. Right? Remember that one?
Oh, that's right.
Where they go up high, and we our guys just not in position to make a play. But yeah, getting back to the moves before the half, those are major. You know, backbreakers and momentum shifters, you know, for your team. So that's got to get tightened up. Our good friend Tori McElhaney, who writes for the Falcons website, and we'll see you up there at the branch, she had an article talking about getting after the quarterback. And, you know, yes, we're getting closer, but we're still not getting there. And, you know, even though we got more hits and got more rushes on Lamar Jackson, he scored two touchdowns against our pressure. So the failure rate is still... You know, whatever our getting close to rate is, and they, you know, they joke around about hand grenades because, you know, you don't have to hit somebody directly with a hand grenade. It'll blow up 5 feet from you. You're done. That's why we've got to get there. We're not getting there. And I just don't know where we're going to get this help from, because unless we try to make a trade at the deadline or before, there's just nobody seemingly in this building that can go get the quarterback on the ground. And if we're honest, can we call a spade here? Can be 100%? Is Matthew Judon is not what he was advertised as. And I love the guy's game. I love his attitude. I've seen him getting held every week, Carl, but he's got to be better. We thought we were getting a guy that was going to get, like, you know, 8 or 9 sacks this year.
Yeah, and maybe he still does. And you meant, was it Lamar? Who were you talking about? Geno Smith?
Yeah, getting a Geno Smith.
Okay. I think with Judon, Mike, part of this is, to your point, that's the focal point. He's going to be the guy that teams focus on and make sure that he doesn't disrupt. I said this to somebody else because they asked me over the weekend, is he a bust? No. He is still affecting plays. He's just not getting the sacks. And if you were to say, how is he affecting plays? To Torrey's point, he's getting rushed. They're getting hits. He's involved. He's getting tip balls. There are things that are happening that he's involved in. But the sack numbers are simply not there. And is that a function of him just not getting there? Or is that a function of anybody on this team and the scheme that we're trying to get to or run against any particular team is just not being effective enough? Mike, sometimes you just got to have a guy that wins. It's why these elite guys are elite. And it's why it doesn't matter what their teammates do. They're going to win. Bosa's going to win. TJ Watt's going to win.
Right.
Aiden Hutchinson's going to win. Like, that's just what it comes down to. Sometimes you just need a guy to win. We haven't had enough of that.
Nope. And, guys, we talked about him coming down here after, if you go back and look at it, 21 season, he had 12.5 sacks. 22, 15.5. 23, he has a torn bicep. He had 4 sacks in 4 games before he had to shut it down.